Hello!
Hi, I'm Madison.
And I'm Maddie.
And welcome to Polar Opposites! This is our podcast, where if this is your first time joining us, we talk about literally anything and everything. We're just two broke college girls going through the motions. Okay, honestly, we call ourselves broke, but we don't live broke.
This is sponsored by HelloFresh.
Stop. No, we ain't sponsoring them until they give us some. But,
it's been
hi guys. Oh my gosh, yeah, we haven't done a podcast in a hot minute. We made it to episode 8, though.
I feel like we haven't done one since the middle of September, because, hello, life.
COVID. School sucks.
Life
sucks.
Yeah. It's been a rough, 2 months, but we're here, and we made it, and we're so glad you could join us for our personal online diary.
We literally just got busy. Like, that's it. Like, it's not...
What are you doing?
I'm just checking our wine.
Oh.
Okay. We just got busy, and...
Life happens, you know?
Life happens.
I feel like it was, just
that's really cool.
Normal. Thank you. I feel like it was just normal semester.
We got really busy. You were working all the time. We just weren't hanging out as much. And I wanted to. Ooh, if you didn't hear that, that was the prime time bottle opening.
I swear.
Oh, no.
We're trying this peach wine that Maddie got for her birthday. Oh, in between, I had my birthday. Maddie had her birthday. We're just
living our best life.
Yeah, it was a fun time. We're a year older.
We're a year older out here in the big city.
I don't think we've ever disclosed where we're even from.
No, like, let's not do that. No, I know. But hey, leave comments below, DM us, wherever you think we are from. If you find us, on Instagram, you definitely know where we're from.
Yes, it is.
But we miss you guys. Welcome back to our podcast. Today, what are we going to talk about today, Maddie?
That's some good wine. I think we should talk about...
Oh my gosh, you forgot what we're talking about. Is that why you're stalling so much? Yeah. Guys, we're talking about... What? Shit, no, I forgot. Leading people on. Okay, yeah. That's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. Because she was like... Maddie, it's just so easy to lead people on. And I was like, no, not at all. It is not easy to lead people on. You know you're leading someone on when you're leading someone on.
But, if you hang out with them a lot. For me, I've been put in the same situation. Let's start from the beginning.
So, what is leading someone on? Let's define it. Let's start from the very beginning.
Okay. I feel like leading someone on is, not knowing...
Ooh, that is good.
Not knowing... what you want from that person. I think it's kind of teetering on a fence. That you're ooh, and then one day you're like...
No, that's not leading someone on. That's being confused about how you feel.
Also be leading someone on because you don't know, a fuckboy. A fuckboy is
Because if you don't know, you can't help that. Leading someone on is knowing that you don't like them and still letting them believe they have a chance.
Well, the chance thing is also in the,
No, it's knowing that you do not like them.
This is my definition.
Okay. But that makes no sense.
If you don't know how you're feeling about someone, you're still continuing to, go with them and, go on dates and, try to be serious. And, then you're like, well, I don't know really how I'm feeling. You're like, why were you going on all these dates with me? Why are you doing this if you didn't know how you feel? You should have been upfront with me.
Oh, okay. If you're, 100% pursuing a relationship and don't have any intentions of being in a relationship.
Or just, on and off, you know?
That's not leading on, though. That's literally having confused feelings. Okay. Yeah or no? Am I totally shutting you down? Is that totally mean of me to think that?
No, I just feel like I've had a lot of experience in this.
No, if I was dating someone and are going on dates with this person and then he was like, hey, I just don't know how I feel. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Right. We've been on a couple dates, is it something, a new feeling, you don't know what's going on?
But what if they say, I really like you?
Has it been this the whole time?
I think it's been like this the whole, like, if he's like, it's been like this the whole time where I don't know how I feel.
Then that's like, different. No. But if they're like, I and if love it's all you. Of a sudden,
if they're saying I love you, that's moving on. Because that's knowing that you don't have, right. Yeah, that's knowing that they don't, you know, like that's letting them believe that they have a chance when yeah. you don't know. I guess you're right. Your definition is, I would disagree with your definition to like some extent.
Mine's just like indecisive, really. Like it can be yours like is a variant.
Yours is like human though. Like people are allowed to not know how they feel entering a relationship. No, yeah.
Ding, ding.
But when they're unclear of their intentions.
Right. Or when if they don't even say their intentions, like maybe they just wanna.
I don't feel it on if that's what you think.
Okay.
So I think because she's saying ding, ding, this motherfucker is not leading me on. He just is annoying and confusing. No. So that's two different things. But leading someone on, well, maybe he is leading them. I don't know. By your definition, well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, by my definition, absolutely.
Because like, he has just no idea how he feels. But I think anyone, like, I don't know how I feel. Like, I think anyone entering a relationship has the ability to be like, I don't know how this feels, how I feel, but I know that I want to get to know you more.
Right, yeah. In that sense, yeah. That's very mature. I don't think anyone our age is going to do that.
Me? I'm mature, Betty. So okay, literally,
but no one that's trying to pursue you.
Okay, Bryce, so
boys are stupid.
Our roommate just came downstairs. Finally, I missed this bitch. But we're talking about, guys, come grab a chair. Come join us. This is our roommate, Bruce. Say hi, Bruce.
Hello, everyone.
Do you
want to say hi? This is our roommate. Bruce, oh my gosh, Tanya's on FaceTime. Tanya's her is
like,
her
that's
girlfriend.
That's trying, that just right there is trying to be the iPhone, and that is why this is disgusting.
Okay, so yeah, she is in a relationship with an Android user, and
we don't talk about it.
Jesus,
but it's okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that they would roast you the whole time we were down here.
What? Just tell him to mute himself.
That's all you talk about, he says. Hey, Tony, we're talking about leading people on. So what is your guys' definition of being led on or someone leading someone on?
The definition of being led
your
on.
Your personal definition. Yes.
Yeah.
That looks so good. Looks so good.
I would say that would be... someone engaging with interactions, knowing that
they don't actually have feelings.
Yes, knowing that it's not going to lead to anything.
Could it be like an indecisive of feelings, though? Because that's what I'm saying. I'm
see,
like,
but if you don't know, that's not leading them on. That's you being like, I don't
but
know.
But like one day.
What?
Do you want me to put on a mask?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, because your breath stinks.
Sure.
But, what are you doing? Stop. Don't do that. But no, that's what I was saying, Tony. I said that it's when someone is letting you believe that there's that your relationship's going somewhere when you have no intentions of it going anywhere. Yeah?
My favorite thing is that Peyton is just, like, leaving all of her food. All of that.
What is she supposed to do with it?
Oh, but also our fridge is very full right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we're leading. That's what I think leading.
But yeah,
we're gonna take a commercial break and we'll come back to you. Hey guys, we're back.
Glad you enjoyed that intermission.
Brief intermission. But essentially, where we left off, Tony agrees with me that it's just when like you have no like you are letting someone believe they have an opportunity in a relationship. Even though you have no intentions to move forward.
Okay.
But I hear where you're coming from. We're like, they don't have feelings, but they continue to be like, I might have feelings, so like, let's keep this going.
And I think that's frustrating,
too. But that's leading it on. Being like, like giving someone the belief that there's opportunity when there is no opportunity, that's leading someone on. Yeah. But being like, I don't know, but like we can still hang out, like we can still go for it. I don't know how I feel, but we can still go for it. If you're upfront about like, of course,
if you're honest, and that's what a mature person would do. But on the other
hand, even then, like if you go on your first or second date, you're not gonna go, oh, I 100% see us getting married one day.
Well, I do know people like that.
Exactly. But those people, are they in stable relationships?
No. They're in fun relationships.
Not so.
But
you know, like, if, you know what I'm talking about?
That I do.
I do. You just not gonna have anything to say?
No, I agree with you. I definitely think that there's levels to leading on, and obviously the most assholey one, the meanest one.
No, there's only leading on is mean in general, bro.
Absolutely.
I don't think we should have a spectrum of leading on. Leading on is like letting someone, that's the only term.
Leading on.
Being led on is believing that you have believing something can happen when the other person knows there's nothing going to happen.
It's a big tease.
Yes.
For sure. It's a big letdown, too. And I think...
But, let's go into, what what you described.
Right. Like, I think I've been in a position before to lead someone on. And I wasn't indecisive, and I wasn't...
But there was potential where you might have had feelings for them.
No.
Then that's leading them on.
I literally had no sexual attraction, like nothing. Like I did not want a relationship.
Okay, so then that's not you being confused. That's you leading them on.
But I didn't. I was just hanging out with them, and I thought we were just hanging out as friends. Obviously, I should have cleared up the air, but we continued hanging out.
That's just a misunderstanding. That's not leading
absolutely.
On.
But then he was like, "You led me on for months. Oh, waiting for
leading
you."
Leading on is knowing that
right.
But you didn't know. So I had a misunderstanding.
No idea. Obviously, I wouldn't do that. And like, but like, I feel like leading something on is like, you know, you kind of like, at least for me, you kind of know that like there's some attraction there, or you're, you know, like I wasn't doing anything super like grossly for flirtatious. So
that's another problem is
Maddie, that is alcohol that will light on fire.
Another problem is that like people sometimes people see attention as love, and then they also see being kind as crushing on someone or being right. flirty with
and
someone.
And I literally just was fine being friends. I didn't like them.
So that wasn't leading on. That's a misunderstanding.
I know, but it makes me mad because he thought I was leading him on, and I was like, bitch, I literally could care less. I just wanted a friend.
So that wasn't leading him on. So your definition is skewed because someone has told you you're leading him, let him on.
And
but you should have been like, no.
And hurtful.
You should have been like, no, I didn't lead you on. I had no clue you felt this way for me. I thought we were just friends.
Yeah.
And then let them make a fool of themselves for assuming
you.
And
they
know.
Always go, Maddie, you're so flirty, like, you, and I'm like, I just have
then you don't know me because I flirt with everyone.
I literally tell them that, and then he was like, oh my god, like, this is stupid. I'm like, I literally, you saw how I acted with so-and-so who's a girl, like, I'm not attracted to girls either, and I treated her the same way I treat you.
Yeah. So you weren't leading on. And you were even if you told him that, then you were very clear that you did not lead him on. You were telling him, like, no, I see where you might have felt
absolutely.
Like I was flirting with you, but this is how I treat everyone. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I get I'm a flirt. So do you think being a flirt, like a natural flirt, is leading people on?
I've gotten into some pretty sticky situations with just my personality. And, like... I mean, people assume, and it's hard, but, like, sometimes I don't even know when I'm being flirty. Like,
you're a natural flirt.
Yeah, and, like, when I'm actually trying to flirt, like, you know, I know, and then you know, and we're on the same page, and everybody else
is,
that's
people who
watching.
Aren't used to getting naturally flirted with are like, oh, that Maddie's
smooth.
Paying attention. Maddie's flirting with me. Yeah, but I don't feel like that's leading them on because... They don't know you. Well, actually,
right.
No, that's probably... That's only leading them on if you continue to flirt with them like that.
But it's like, one-sided.
You know, that
right?
One guy that we were like, oh, he likes men. He's gay.
Yeah.
And you continue to treat him like, oh, hey, let's look at, like, check out my outfit. Like, ooh.
Oh.
And we just assumed that right. about him, which is totally inappropriate. Like, we that? Thought we heard he had a boyfriend. He does not have a boyfriend. He actually had a girlfriend.
He just said, I've gotten out of a long-term relationship. Or maybe he's like, I think he said something like, me and my partner just broke up. And it was the use of partner that I'm not really quite used to hearing.
Well, I feel like someone's told us that he had a boyfriend, so we're like, okay, so he's gay. So, like, it was just a misunderstanding. But you were just being, like, girly with him, I think, mm-hmm. which is probably also not appropriate.
It was so not appropriate. But, like, I asked him to look at my ass.
I know. Because you thought he was gay.
It was these
attractive.
Pants.
Yeah, you thought he wasn't attracted to women. But then, like,
he was so wrong. It was
he
so...
was. So you were flirting with, like, so to him, you were flirting with him, but you literally had no idea. So I don't think that's leading on. That's not a misunderstanding. But to the point where, like, you now know he likes women.
So now I'm a bit more conservative.
Exactly. But if you knew you liked women and you continued to act like that, that's leading him on.
Oh, yeah. I would never, like, unless we were friends for, like, a couple of years, or you're just, like, a really close guy friend. Like, I guess I've had some close guy friends in my life where I would probably do that. But, like, none in my life right now where I'm like, hey, did these make my ass look weird? I literally am so embarrassed. But, like, I feel like leading on is also very one-sided. Just like that guy, he thought I was leading him on. And, like, I think sometimes you kind of know when you're being led on, at least sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or you definitely know when you're leading someone on. So I think it's a very black and white situation.
So for me, I don't think you can say someone is leading you on until you've told them how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
What are your perspective on that?
I had a burp.
Yeah?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because sometimes people, like, guys can just lead you on so good, and they can just tell that you're into them just by the way that you act around them or
yeah.
whatever.
But I don't think you can say they are leading you on until they know. Because you can even know a girl likes you
mm-hmm.
and continue to flirt with her, but the second she's like, hey, I have feelings for you, so either you continue to flirt with me and pursue me, or you stop flirting with me and stop making me feel like this.
Right.
Because then if you continue, then you are leading her on.
Oh, because
she knows. But if you, like, you can play it stupid, like, oh, I had no clue that you had those feelings for me. And at that point, I don't think you can say it's leading them on because you haven't told them how you feel.
Yeah, I feel like it's even more of an asshole move if you
continue to flirt them on. And then, yeah, then
and
that's even worse. That's leading on to the point of, like, you are douchebag.
Yeah,
if you
like
know how she feels about you and you continue to flirt with her like that. And yes, men can probably tell when a girl likes them when they have had multiple girls fall in love with
but
them.
But also, boys are so fucking dumb sometimes that you're literally like spelling it out and like chalk right in front
That's
of them.
That's why you need to tell boys. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. But like, sometimes they're so dumb.
Some boys are just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But see, another thing for me is, like, I would never tell a guy over text. I want him to see my face and tell me to my face, ooh, see, I don't see you like that. And so I can be like, oh, thank goodness I can stop worrying about you. Thank you for coming. Have a nice day, sir. Can you send the next fellow in?
Thanks for your time. There's a goodie bag on the
way out. Like,
you
just the fifth one this week. Like, I'm used to...
My secretary will let you out.
Yeah, like, thanks for wasting my time, but I'm ready for the next player. Dap them up.
Yeah.
Say goodbye. Hasta la vista, my baby. And I was like, well, it was fun flirting with you. Like, if you want to keep doing that, it's great, but...
I love that. I love that for
you. You know, like, to...
Absolutely.
But, bitches.
This bitch... Bitches be crazy, dog.
Boys are idiots. I don't know. Do I have anything more else for this flow?
I have no idea.
Like, tell us what you guys want to hear on our show. I don't know where you can leave comments or anything, but if you figure it out, if you know how to tell us something,
yeah.
Send us something. Tell
Maybe
us
we
something.
Should create
An Instagram. No, I would not keep up with
that.
I'm sorry, guys. I love you, but we need a bigger fan base if I'm going to do that.
Yeah. We need millions. Not even then. I wouldn't do it.
But, like, tell us what you guys want to hear from Maddie and Maddie. Like, we're just two college kids.
Who have been the expertise of millions of people.
We're actually been told by a psych herself that we are wise.
I am everybody's therapist.
Yes. I can read people very well. So, we the dynamic duo out here.
Okay, well, stay safe and stay healthy.
Wear a mask.
Social distance.
Yeah, get tested if you think you've been in contact with someone. Like, or stay home if you think you've been in contact with someone.
Like just play it safe. It's not worth spreading this virus.
It's the holiday season, so, like, if we don't make one before Thanksgiving, like, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa,
Christmas,
Boxing Day,
New Year's Day. Like, let us know if you guys, like, want us to do something on the show. I don't know how you'll figure that out, but figure it out.
And let us know.
And thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.